Hi everyone, it's been a while. Sorry, I have been very busy with work. It has been overwhelming to say the least, but I am doing another ramble fap. And I am already so wet. So I wanted to talk about one of the scripts I'm working on. It's one that takes quite a long time to execute because of, well, you'll see soon. And I want to see if there's any interest in it. So for like a lot of years, I was really, really trying to learn how to astral project. If you don't know what that is, it's like an out-of-body experience. I tried for a very long time, most nights, and no, I didn't succeed. Do I believe in it? Well, maybe it does exist. I'm not gonna say it doesn't because I haven't experienced it, but I have heard about the concept of astral sex, and I was thinking, you know what would be cool? Guided meditation into astral projection, and then audio porn. So yeah, if you like the way that sounds, please let me know, because yeah, it's like writing a meditation and then writing a really slutty script. And like, I'd say I don't care what anyone thinks about me, but if I posted it and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? I'd be like, oh, wrong audience, okay. Oh my god. Fuck. Fun fact about me. My favorite song is Yeah by Lana Del Rey. I'm an absolute addict to that song. It's like 5 minutes and 15 seconds, and last year I streamed it. It was something stupid like over 1400 times. And the year before that I had streamed it 800 times. It's like, when things are fucked up-y, that's where I go. Let me know if you've heard that song. It's like the best. I could go on about why it's the best for ages, but I'll save that for people who are interested. The other day I posted a faceless pic of myself, so for those of you who are looking for a, well, body reveal, I guess, it's there for you. I put a spoiler warning on it, so you don't need to be concerned about checking my profile if you don't want to see it. I'm really interested in writing scripts that are like supernatural themed, because as you can tell, I'm just like evidently that kind of person with my astral projection interest and stuff. I consider myself someone who's really into that stuff. I'd say I'm pretty agnostic. Wow, we're talking about religion. This is so ironic. I've just, with everything, with work, I found it quite hard to find time to write scripts, so hence the ramble fab. But I know a lot of people like this stuff, so that's good. So far I'm following a pattern of ramble fab and then scripted work and then ramble fab and then scripted work. I am going to be getting a toy soon, so this won't be as hard. Well, it should be hard. No pun intended. It's been a while, but I used to really enjoy reading fan fiction. And not even necessarily smut. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't read it, because I did. Like, that's a fact. But, I was really into fluff. There was this one time I read every fluff fic that was there for a certain fandom, with a certain character, and that was, like, there had to have been, like, alright, people have achieved more. They've gone to the moon, but I'd say there was about, like, 60 of them. I was very into it at the time. It was Ghost, the band. But I'm not that into it anymore. I saw them live. That was cool. It was very good. I got very close up to the stage. Other fanfic I used to read a lot was Call of Duty. Which character, you ask? Well, you might say Ghost, ironically the same name as the band. And that was the main character that was trending back in 2022, I think it was. But no, my favorite, John Price, best character. Well, in Call of Duty, the character writing was not that great. I could ramble on for ages about how dirty they did his character in Modern Warfare 3 reboot. Like, like, I'm not saying that when he killed Shepard that was out of character, but his whole character was like a plot point the entire time, like a plot device. Like, he didn't have a consistent character, nor was it consistent with the other Modern Warfares. And no, I have not played Call of Duty. I watched playthroughs of it. I watched it like a movie. That was fun. But yeah, I guess Modern Warfare 3 set a very low bar for video game quality compared to Price. Like, $100 for a game that lasts like an hour and a half for campaign. Wild. If there's anything of my interest that I've mentioned that you would enjoy listening to me go on a full ramble about, please let me know, because, you know, I make this for the listeners. And so, yeah, if you were looking for a Call of Duty ramble fap, then I'm your girl, and let me know. legs are twitching so bad. Need someone to hold them down for real. Fingers and my thumbs on my clit. Oh my god. I think I am getting better at this. Okay, catch y'all next time. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. See ya.